Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we are going to start the shiur. We are on Siman, exactly, Siman Yud. Shem Hashem.
That's a big thing.
Okay, are we ready to start? You want to start the recording? So, okay. The recording is on already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, good evening. We are going to start the Siman Yud, the 10th chapter of the Sefer Keset HaSofer. This chapter speaks about Shem Hashem. Now, the Shem Hashem, as we said many times in the past, this is the stamp. When we are writing Shem Hashem, it's like the stamp in Tfilin and Mezuzot that everything before was kosher. Because if something before wasn't kosher, so and you wrote Shem Hashem, so the Mezuzot needs to go in Geniza if you cannot fix it. Because it needs to be in chronological order, it should not be Chaktuchot, right? So, as we saw in the previous chapter, so Shem Hashem is so important that, of course, it's obvious we cannot erase it, Chas v'Shalom. Why? Because it says in the Torah, Lo ta'asun ken l'Hashem Elokechem. You need to erase Avodah Zarah, but Lo ta'asun ken, don't do that, l'Hashem. Mm-hmm. Don't erase Hashem. Okay? This is the topic of the prohibition of erasing the name. Again, we speak about how Hashem says, when you go to Eretz Israel, you will see Avodah Zarah. So just break their altar, their idols, all their temples, but don't do that to Hashem. Lo ta'asun ken l'Hashem Elokechem. From here, you understand that whatever it's Kadosh, you are not allowed to erase. Okay? So Hashem's name, which is Yudke Vavke, and we have seven names, basically. We are going to learn what are the seven names that we cannot touch, have a special Kedusha. And therefore, while we are writing them, we need to have in mind a specific Kavana. I will share with you a PDF, a picture of the Kavana of Shem Hashem while we are writing down. Remind me about it, because it's so important. And we are going to go through that kavana that you need to learn by heart when you write Hashem's name. Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. Each part of each letter have a special kavana to have in mind in order to write it in the right way. Okay? So, let's start chapter 10. Kedushat Hashem uktivato, the holiness of the name of Hashem and the writing of it. Obo yutchat seifim, and in this chapter, there is 18 seifim. Alef, af al pishama bitcha taktiva shehu kotev l'shem kudushat sefer Torah tfin u'mezuza. Of course, remember that when in the beginning of chapter 4, we spoke about the importance when you write tefillin, mezuza, or sefer Torah, before you start to write, you say a sentence that now you're writing for the holiness of the tefillin, the mezuza, sefer Torah, and the sentence is areni kotev l'shem kudushat Hashem. Oh, sorry. Areni kotev l'shem kudushat sefer Torah. I am writing for the purpose of the sefer Torah, or tefillin mezuzah. Okay, so it's already holy. Right. Why? Because you said that sentence. Bechol pa'am shu'ba lichtov shem minashemot hakdoshim va'teorim she'enam nimchakim. However, every time that you get to Hashem's name, we have seven of them. Every time that you get Hashem's name, that you cannot erase. צריך לקדשו קודם כתיבתו, you need to write it in a holier level. What does that mean? How do you make a writing holy? With the sentence. You need to make a writing holy for the Sefer Torah. So before you start the Sefer Torah, you say, Areni kotev, l'shem kudushat Sefer Torah, right? And then your writing is for the Sefer Torah, so it's more holy. Now, when you get to Shem Elokim, Bereshit bara Elokim, right? You need to have a higher level of holiness, which is Hashem's name. How do you do that? You say a second sentence, Areni kotev l'shem kudushat Hashem. And then you write Hashem's name, you have a holier level.
Does it say here, Areni? I don't say Areni here.
We are going to read.
Repeat it more slowly.
Yes. Hareni. Hareni. Kotev. Leshem Kedushat Hashem.
Hareni wa?
Kotev. Kotev.
Kotev.
Leshem.
Leshem.
Kedushat Hashem.
Kedushat. Or whatever the name is.
Huh?
Whatever the name you'd give up.
Any of them. Any of them, you don't have to specify which name you're writing. You just say Hashem Kedushat Hashem.
Hashem, that's it?
Hashem.
Hashem?
Yeah.
No,
you cannot say Hashem. Right. You cannot say. So, except that Hashem, I'm writing for the purpose of Hashem's name, and then you write it down. Okay? Tzerech lekadshu kodem ktivato.
Hareni kotev Hashem kedusha Hashem.
Kedushat
Hashem.
Miktzat min Hashem shehu ba lichtov, v'afilu miktzat min Hashem shehu ba lichtov, and even if, let's say, you have a mezuzah, tefillin, sefer Torah, whatever, and you see something that you can fix in Hashem's name. So, you are able to fix it, right? But you are before you touch Hashem's name to fix it. You say Areni Kotev Hashem Kedushat Hashem, and you. If you need to fix Shema Israel or Vayem Shamua, so beforehand you write Areni Kotev Hashem Kedushat Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah, and that's it. You fix whatever you need to fix. If you need to fix Hashem's name each time that you touch Hashem's name, you say Areni Kotev Hashem Kedushat Hashem. You understand? ואפילו מקצת מן השם שהוא בא לכתוב. כגון, שנתקלקל איזה אות או מקצת אות ואפילו קוצה של יהודה מעכב, אם נתקלקל והוא בא לתקנות, צריך לקדשו מתחילה. Therefore, even if it's a small tip, the small tip of the yud, right? The small, what goes out from the yud, he has, you know, it's a little bit erased or something, you need to say, הרני כותב שם קדושת השם, then you put the small tip that you need, okay? So this is Seif Halef, okay? What we learn in Seif Halef, very simple.
So, yeah. You mentioned this when you for the four-letter name of Hashem? I mean, each letter that you're going to put in, or just coming up for each letter?
Yes.
But one sentence for the whole four words.
The sentence is halachic. Halachically, the sentence. Now, to have in mind what you need to think when you're writing Hashem's name.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have the Kavanah. Okay? כגון שהתקלקל איזה, אוקיי. בית. הלכה בית. לכן, אם נפטר איזה אות מן השם ובסמוך לו נמצאות או אותיות שיוכל לעשות מהן. אות לתשלום השם. Now the question is like this. Let's say you have the previous word. You have the previous word that ends with a Aleph. Okay? And here, okay, I'm making this. And there is a gap here. And then you have Lo Kim. Okay, it's not Hashem's name because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So this Aleph is the end of Bara, Bereshit Bara. Okay, here you have Bara. Right? This is the Aleph. And what you want to do? You decided that this Aleph, you will make it a little bit thicker, the lamed also thicker, that it will be Aleph of Elohim. And here you will add a new Aleph of Bara. Meaning that the Aleph was the Aleph of Bara, and you decided to, because it's too close to Elohim, that this Aleph will become the Aleph of Elohim, and for Bara, which is a big gap, you add a new Aleph. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you understand?
Thick.
So,
okay.
Yeah?
Got it.
So, am issue. I allowed to do it? Of course, there is an issue.
It's a big issue.
Why? Because the writing of Elohim is a higher level than the regular writing. Because you have two sentences. You have Leshem Kedushat Sefer Torah. Then you have Leshem Kedushat Shem Hashem. You have a higher level. So you cannot use a letter that is holy, of course. But not as holy than Hashem's name. Therefore, you cannot use it. So what you can do, you of course you say Areni Kotev Hashem Kedushat Hashem, and you add Hashem Aleph here, and it's becoming Elohim.
That way you don't mess up the bra.
Yeah.
But isn't it considered writing in non-chronological order?
Sefer Torah.
So
So every time you fix that Sefer Torah, or you say L'shem Kedushat Sefer Torah,
more fixing, right?
There's
more leniency
on
the Sefer Torah. Yes. Okay, so he says, if I want to use, in other words, I want to use a regular letter to turn into a holy letter of Shem Hashem. Of course, a regular letter is also holy, but a holier to become Hashem's name, you cannot.
So let's review this again. So if the it's missing a aleph, which you put the middle name, right? You could always add the aleph unless you say when you say
you could add the aleph on Sefer
Torah only. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Now
so if the letter
the same with, let's say you have Elokeinu. This is nu of Elokeinu, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next word is Vehaya. So what you want to do, you want to use the Vav of Elokeinu as the first Vav of Vehaya.
Mm.
You're not able, because the Vav of Elokeinu is part of Hashem's name. So you're much holier than the regular letter. So therefore it's not kosher. It's not good. The opposite as well. It was Vehaya, you want to use the Vav of Vehaya for Elokeinu. The opposite. Until now was Elokeinu, and the Vav will be Vehaya. Right? It's not good. The opposite. It's Vav Vehaya, and you want to use that Vav for Elokeinu, you cannot. You understand?
Right. It's all right. So the word after Hashem's name, you cannot use it for the next
before word. Hashem's name or
because
after Hashem's name,
because Hashem's name is higher than other words.
Yeah, exactly.
But before that, you could do it.
Yes. No.
You can just add. I'm sorry. Yeah,
you can add, but you cannot use a regular letter for Hashem's name. ואפילו היו אותיות אלו מן הנתפלים שאינן קדושות מצד עצמן כגון שהיה צריך לכתוב אלוקים. And he gives an example. You had to write אלוקים, וחשב שצריך לכתוב אלוקינו, and he thought that it's not אלוקים, it's אלוקינו. So he wrote אלוקינו, right? וכשנזכר מן הטעות רוצה לעשות מן הנון וו מם סתומה, אסור לעשות כן, כיוון שנון מנו התקדשו. Wow, he says even greater like that. It was it was like this, let's say. You have Elokeinu, right? How do you make Elokeinu? It's a nun. Let's make a real one, okay? Elokeinu. So this is the nun, and this is the vav. Then he says, oh, wow, this is Elokim, not Elokeinu. So what he's doing, he's adding ink like this, and he's adding ink like this, and it's becoming a mem sofit. You right? You understand? You're adding like this ink, and mem sofit. Right? You need to have here a yud, Elokim, right? Right? So am I allowed to use ink on the nun and the vav? So he says here that it's a problem, it's a problem.
You make a new letter.
Huh? Yeah, so on a regular rule, as we learned until now, we said as soon you add on it, it's fine. Yeah. It's not like too hot. It's fine in Sefer Torah, right? But in Hashem's name, because you wrote Elokeinu in a place that he was supposed to be Elokim, so the Nun and the Vav, it's as if regular letter. Mm-hmm. It's not Hashem's letter anymore. You are taking Hashem, a regular letter, and with some ink here and there, you're turning them into Hashem's name, which is not good. It's just like you take a Vav that he was from of Vehaya, and you use it for Elokeinu, the Vav of Elokeinu. You cannot. Let me repeat it. You had a case. You wanted to write Elokim, right? But you thought that you need to write Elokeinu. So you write Elokeinu with a Nun and Vav at the end. The Nun and the Vav are problematic because they should not be there. It should be Elokim. Yes or no? So he says, wow, I have a Nun and a Vav. How could I do now? So he says, you know what? I'm always able to add ink. There is no issue about adding ink, as we learned all the time in a regular war. So I will add ink here, and I will make it mem sofit. He says no. Why? Because Elokeinu has a problem. So the nun and the vav is not Hashem's name because it's not the right part for Elokeinu. So the nun and the vav are not as holy than the beginning of the word. It's holy as a regular word of the Torah, maybe. So you cannot use them and add on top of it a little bit here and there to turn them into Elohim in Mem Sofit, because it's as if you take a regular letter and you turn it into Hashem's name.
What if he makes them Pasul first and then makes a Mem?
What?
What if he makes the Nun and the Vav Pasul and then makes a Mem?
So it's a very good question. So what he should do? Because here the issue here, it's if you have Elokeinu, we are going to learn. If you have Elokeinu, it's still Hashem's name. You cannot touch it. Even if it's not in the right spot, you cannot touch it. So what you should do? We are going to learn after. I don't want to say now, but you should know that you cannot add ink on top of it. It's a chidush, because I thought a way that you could do it. Because you see, it's always good to review. It's always good. You could do it. Why? Because you add ink on top of it. It says it's Elohim. No, it says no. Because the Vav and the Nun lo nitkatshu. Right? Asur la'asot ken. You cannot.
They have their own specialty. They have their own energy.
Yes.
Holy energy.
Yeah.
So what you do is now you basically change it to put another energy on top, which you bring it down, no?
Not down on higher. It's
You put the M and the Mem on it.
Mem.
So you made it what? You made it because...
From Elohim, you made Elohim.
It's not allowed, though.
Why not?
Because it's...
Until now, we said if you have two letters and you want to make a third letter, if you add ink on top of it, it's fine, right? Yeah. So why not in Shem Elohim? He says because the Nun and the Vav, the Nun and the Vav are not Kadosh. It's not on the spot. They are not. They don't have their spot there. So it's not Kadosh for Hashem's name.
It's allowed to do that?
It's not allowed, he says.
Not. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. No, but...
But before we used to...
We used to understand...
But only on Hashem's name is not allowed.
It's not allowed.
Because it's a holy name.
Exactly. You cannot use a regular letter for Hashem's name. Good?
Yeah.
Good.
Now right.
So you cannot erase. You cannot do this.
You cannot erase because it's Elokeinu. Okay, yes, you cannot add on top of it ink. So how do you do?
Yeah.
So we are going to see what do you do.
You gotta erase the whole name.
No, but you cannot. No, you cannot erase Hashem's name.
No, you erase the whole name. If you erase the whole name, no?
You erase Hashem's name. It says
no, like you take the parchment out.
Ah.
The loopholes, you guys.
But you need to know how to do it.
Right.
How could you take only the word and not making a hole?
Right. You gotta be skillful with the razor.
Yes.
So you cannot draw over it, and you cannot draw over it because it's not the holiness of the name.
Yeah.
And yet you cannot erase it because it has the holiness.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So what do you do? We'll see. I will see. Okay. Halacha Gimel. Ketzad Mikatsho, so now we are going to learn how to make it holy. How do we make it holy? The Shem Hashem. Omer, kodem ktivato, hineni kotev leshem udushat Hashem. You say the sentence, you need to say it. Of course, thinking it's still something, but saying it, you must...
Areni
kotev leshem kudushat Hashem. V'yeshomrim desagi... B'machshava, some people are saying, some opinion are saying that if you thought about Areni Kotev Leshem Kedushat Hashem, it's fine.
Okay? It's best to say.
But best to say, of course.
Are we doing Gimel now?
Gimel. Yeah, Gimel. Okay? B'machshava, Toshehu Kotev Leshem Kedushat Hashem, V'yesh Lismoch Hazeh B'diyeved. Therefore, because we have some opinion that are saying that thinking about it is enough, right? So in case that I read Hashem's name and I say, oh boy, I forgot to say the sentence. What I should do? Is it kosher or not? Because if you didn't think and you didn't say it, it's pasul.
Can you say it once beforehand to apply to all future times?
Once again. Now we're saying that he didn't say in the beginning. He say in each one of them, Areni Kotev Leshem Kedushat Hashem. He said, oh wow, I forgot. And also I was thinking about something else. I didn't pay attention that it was Hashem's name. I just wrote it like that. So what is the halacha? Pasul. But...
If you wrote, but you didn't say it, nor thought about it, it's pasul.
Yes. If you thought about it, but you didn't say it, right. It's kasher b'di'eved.
Okay. I'm sorry, that my brother said he just left the house with us.
Yeah. So it's kasher b'di'eved. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't say it and didn't thought about it, pasul. If he only thought about it, kasher b'di'eved. If he thought and he said, of course, it's kasher lechatchila.
When you saying had the thought, meaning has thought those words or had?
No, he thought that now I am writing for Hashem's name. Mm-hmm. Okay, he thought that.
Did you hear what?
that he had in his mind that
he had intention,
but he didn't say any sentence.
Right. So that's okay.
Yes, b'dieved. Hoil ve'otzi b'tchedek yane. Now, you said, Mr. Adam, you said what? Is there a way to have the holiness at the beginning for other names of Hashem's name? Yes, there is. When you start a new Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzah, you say, Hareni Kotev, let's say you write Sefer Torah, Hareni Kotev Leshem Kedushat Sefer Torah, and you say, Vechol Ha'azkarot Sheba, Vechol Ha'azkarot Sheba. I'm writing for the holiness of the Sefer Torah and all the names that it includes in it.
Oh, wow, that's like a loophole.
So if you speak about Hashem's name at the very beginning, so all Hashem's name in the whole Torah will go after that sentence. And if you didn't think and say the sentence in one of them, it's fine. Why? Because at the very beginning, you said and you included the holiness of the Shem Hashem.
Is that every day when you're writing or just that time you said it?
In the best of the best, every time you say, no matter what you said at the beginning, you say L'Shem V'Shet Hashem. To be extra careful, V'chol Ha'askarot Sheba.
Can we repeat it from the beginning?
Yeah.
Is it here? Is it written here somewhere? Or no?
This is Gimel. V'chol Ha'askarot Sheba.
Sheba?
Yeah. Sheba. Meaning, and all the names that it's in it. V'chol Ha'askarot Sheba.
Wait, you say Hareni Kotev L'Shem Kiddushat
Sefer Torah, or Tfilin HaMezuzah.
Okay.
V'chol Ha'azkarot Sheba.
V'chol
Ha'azkarot
Ha'azkarot
Sheba.
Sheba.
And all the names
are in it. That are in it. So what happened with that sentence? If you started the Tefillin Mezuzah or Sefer Torah with that sentence, with the addition of V'chol Ha'azkarot Sheba, you include in it all the names of the Sefer Torah, Tefillin or Mezuzah that you forgot to say, you forgot to think about it, it's still kasher. Why? Because you included all the names at the very beginning of the Sefer Torah, Tefillin or Mezuzah. Mm-hmm. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, what is the best of the best? You say, at the very beginning, V'chol Ha'azkarot Sheba, and then you'll say every time that there is Hashem's name, Areni Kotev Hashem Kedushat Hashem, Areni Kotev Kedushat Hashem. So there is no issue at all. Yeah?
Okay.
Aval im gam b'machshava. Now, Dalet. Im gam b'machshava l'shem Kedushat Eloh haita, hari zeh pasul v'ignezo. So he says, now if he didn't think about it, meaning that he wrote the Torah, regular. He's writing, he doesn't pay attention what he's writing, and he wrote the Tenz Hashem's name without intention. He's just writing, you know. It's like a printer. So it's pasul, and the Sefer Torah cannot be used. He needs to go that page, that very part, needs to go to Gniza, because you cannot erase it. You cannot erase Hashem's name, and it's still Hashem's name, even if you didn't think about it. It's Hashem's name, just the holiness of it is missing.
Okay.
So it's pasul, but you cannot use it. Kevan shenifsal,
okay.
Kevan shenifsal lo mehane mashia avor alav achaka bekul mus lekadshu. So he says, you know what? The guy will say, I will pass on it, I will retrace it. On top of it, I will retrace it yudkevavke with the intention, and this is good. Now, because the first writing, which is the base of it, what is connected with the parchment, is not L'Shem Kedushat Hashem, so you could retrace it 10 times, it's not changing anything. It's still pasul. V'afilu shem echad sheshachach lekadsho, v'no yedah ezehu nifsal kol ha-Sefer Torah, and he says something. At the end of the Sefer Torah, you remember, wow, you remember one of the Shem Hashem that I forgot to say, I forgot to think. The whole Sefer Torah goes to Gniza.
Can't he unfill that part?
No, he doesn't know which one. He doesn't know which one. He knows that there is one name that he forgot. He doesn't know which one is it. The whole Sefer Torah goes to Gniza.
It's pasul.
Or the whole mezuzah, the whole sefer tefillin. If one of them is not with Shem Hashem,
yeah,
then the kedusha goes to Gniza.
So if he okay, so if we forget to say it, or if the thought about the Hashem saying the Hashem's name, like you know, the Hareni, then basically, and he wrote it, if that goes to his knees.
Yeah, he didn't think about it. Yeah. Just,
okay.
Now,
I think that they say if it's there's an error or something like this, this is something they cannot check. Has to be done initially.
Exactly, therefore.
When they check and they see some pasul or
so you could see an amazing Sefer Torah writing beautifully and everything, and he missed one Shem Hashem, the whole thing is going to Gniza.
It has to be buried.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not kosher, why does it need to be buried out of curiosity?
Yeah,
because there is a middle situation. It's Hashem's name, but without the holiness of it. Hashem's name cannot be touched. You write on the wall Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, you cannot erase it, you cannot destroy it. It's there, that's it. You need to take it and to bury it. Therefore, in the shul that there is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, I don't know, if one day Chas V'Shalom the shul needs to be sold or something, they will just destroy it. It's not good. So
on the shul, they
sometimes you see on the Aron HaKodesh or something, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. I think downstairs we have that. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So if one day Chas V'Shalom you need to sell it, to sell it, or to change it or something, you need to cut the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei to bury it because it's Shem Hashem. You cannot destroy it. You understand? So now, the guy that built Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is a Mexican guy. Or it's a, maybe a Jew, I don't know, but he didn't think about the holiness of Hashem when he wrote. But still, okay, still, it's not,
you cannot destroy. You don't bury the whole thing, you bury that part?
The part of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Now, in Gemara, you just remind me about that question. There is a question that if someone made a tattoo of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei.
A lot of people does it nowadays.
Yud-Kei Vav-Kei?
A lot of people have that.
Okay. So if you have a tattoo and of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and how it goes to mikveh, or because you cannot be naked
exactly.
in front of Hashem's name.
That's a covering.
So yeah, you need. He says that he needs to. He needs to have a kind of material on top of it, that you cover it because you cannot erase it. You cannot because it's a tattoo and you cannot erase the tattoo, right? You cannot erase because the tattoo and because it's Hashem's name. You cannot erase
tattoos
it.
Tattoos they erase, but the name of Hashem is not allowed.
You're not allowed to.
They do with the laser.
Now. In the computers, the phone, you have Hashem's name. It's not as erased because. There is the pixels. A lot of pixels and a lot of nothing, basically. And you see it,
mm-hmm.
Oh, Hashem's name. But it's not a writing, it's a lot of pixels. Together, it makes together Hashem's name. So it's not a problem.
Digital is not a problem, but the physical.
Yeah. Okay.
But I thought if you have something covered on your body and you go to the mikveh, it's an issue.
Exactly. So therefore, you're asking
what double issue.
So you need to cover it in a way that the water goes through as well. It's not... Sometimes it's not tight, tight, tight. It's good. It goes.
If you have a dust on a car or sand, you also write Hashem's name. Are you allowed to erase?
It's a problem. It's a very big problem. It's a huge problem.
Not allowed to write these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I was very keen to like write it because.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you have a question? No. Let's continue. We are up. Dalet. No. Hey. היה כותב ב' או ג' שמות לכתחיל יש לקדש כל שם בפני עצמו.
With the name, like the Christianity, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a way.
Yeah.
Or Jews, Christian Jews, whatever.
Yeah.
The ones that are...
That are like for...
Messianic.
Yes, yes,
called.
Yes.
But they use this also.
So here is different.
We bury because they
have no authority. At the very beginning of the book, we learned that if a min is writing a Sefer Torah,
you burn it.
You burn it.
What's
mean? Mean is someone that is making avodah zarah. The Christian people are making
avodah zarah. The Pope. The Pope writes the Torah. You burn it.
You burn it.
There you go.
Yeah. On a regular, if you don't know who wrote it or if it's a woman that wrote it or something, you burn it. But if it's someone that makes avodah zarah that does it, you burn it. Okay.
Min.
Yeah, it's called min. You could mean, see in the beginning in the chapter 1 we spoke about it. Okay. So now he's writing a sefer mezuzah and it says Shema Israel Hashem Elokeinu tu Hashem three names.
Wow.
Hashem Elokeinu Hashem.
All three gotta say.
So what do you need to do? He says, Lechatchila, in the best situation, you need to say the sentence before each one of them. Areni kotev Hashem kedoshet Hashem, yud kev vavke. Areni kotev Hashem kedoshet Hashem, Elokeinu. Areni kotev Hashem kedoshet Hashem, yud kev vavke. Okay?
That's the right way to do it.
Yeah. This is Lechatchila, yesh lekadesh. Kol Shem bifnei atzmo, dechol chad Shem shalem hu, vekavana charita hi, because each one of the names have a different kavana, have a different way of writing, different names. So therefore, you need to say the sentence for each one of them.
So what you're going to say later on has a different for each name, Kavanah?
No. There is the Kavanah of Yudke Vavkem. I will tell you. The Kavanah of Yudke Vavkem. Elohim, afterwards, you need to learn Kabbalah if you want. So, Obediyeved, Dai Bikdusha Achat Lekulam. Now, if he didn't say the sentence before each one of them,
except for one, it's okay?
One. He said, Areni Kodesh Hashem, and he wrote, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Elokeinu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's fine. It's one continuation. Okay? It could include. If it's in one continuation, if it's Hashem, then he writes words, then another Hashem, no, you need to say it before each one of them.
There's always Hashem, always in
Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. So Vaydaber Hashem. So before that Hashem, you need to say the sentence. And then he says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemor, somewhere else in the Torah. Before that Shem Hashem, again, you need to say it. And if you don't say it, and you don't think it, basur.
But it says, Hashem, your
Elo,
you know.
Elokeinu. So if there is two, if in the row you have many words of Hashem, so best situation is to say both on each one of them. If not, one, it could include all of them. Of course, if he didn't stop between them. If he went to drink a coffee between Hashem and Elokeinu, right? Which is not good, right? So he cannot have included Elokeinu in the holiness of Hashem because he left. So one sentence, Areni Kodesh Hashem, he writes Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, fine. But the best situation is to say that sentence before each one of them. Good? Mm-hmm. Hey, Vav, sorry. Keshem shehu mechuyav lekadesh et she'et Hashem hanichbad v'anura kach asur lo lekadesh shem shehu chol. He says like this. Now, the opposite. Just like he must make kadosh, Hashem's name, with a special sentence, you are prohibited to make holy a word that he should not be holy. Let's say it says Venigash el ha'elokim, el ha'elohim. In the Torah, the judges are called Elohim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now this Elohim, this word, goes on judges. It doesn't go on Hashem. So if the guy came, he's writing, and he doesn't understand, he says Elohim, okay, la reni kotev shem kotev Hashem, is right Hashem. Pasul.
Wow.
Pasul. Why? Because the name Elohim, it doesn't go on Hashem. It goes on the judges.
The name itself is it's in both, no?
You could erase it.
Elohim
Acherim v'ishtachavitem lahem. What is Elohim Acherim? Elohim Acherim goes on Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Other gods. Elohim means a god.
Right.
Elohim Acherim, other gods. So this Elohim is not holy.
So the only Elohim is after the Hashem Ayud K, and then...
No. Some Elohim are kasher, are holy. Some Elohim are not. So you need to know. Exactly, you need to know.
Wow.
You need to know. How do you know?
Context.
Huh?
Context.
Context, but now, because you're writing from a page, so in the page, every time there is Elohim or Hashem, it says Kadosh, Chol. When it says Chol, don't say Hashem's name. Don't say Yareni Kotev. Because if you mix up, that's it. You understand?
But that one you could erase.
Huh?
That one you could
erase. Of course, yes.
One says Chol.
Chol. Chol is not holy.
Not holy.
Let me show you. I have or not. Let me see if I have.
The
Tikkun, yes. Nope, not this one. What is this? Yes. I will give you the Tikkun. You will see, but it's not the one that I like. Which one is it where I can find? Remind me, can you ask
for the little chat? So they made the little reference sheet.
Yes, because you need to write from a paper, so he painted.
That's very important.
Yeah. Now, you have sometimes Hashem's name that we don't know if it's Hashem's name or it goes on something that is not Hashem. You have a machloket. If it goes on Hashem or if it goes on someone that is not Hashem.
But can't you just tell from context?
From the context, we don't know. We have Rashi explaining that this goes on Hashem, Elohim is going on Hashem, and some commentaries says that this name goes on the judge. We don't know. So what do you do? Do you say or don't I say?
You can make a condition.
Exactly. This is the answer. So he says, Vafilu Shem She'eino Mori al ha'akum Rak al davar acher Kemo ad ha'elokim yavo davar shnehem. And he says, don't make kadosh en word elokim that goes on the judges. V'chen yesh le'el yadi. Or also, yesh le'el yadi. I have the strength to make you hurt. Who said that? Lavan said to Yaakov, yesh le'el yadi. Le'el, el is Hashem. But here in the context, it goes on strong. I have the strength to hurt you, right? Don't make it kadosh. Don't make it kadosh. Chazamei asur lekadshu, lishmo itbarach shemo. Lishmo itbarach shemo. Dechevan shehu chol, venoroi lekadshu chol kri magdish balimumin ha-mizbeach. And it's as if you bring a animal on the mizbeach, and this animal has is not shaped kosher. He has a dysfunction. It's dysfunctional. So when you make a word that doesn't go on Hashem, it doesn't go on Hashem, and you make it holy, you just take an animal on the altar which has a mum, and you put it on the altar, and you bring it for Hashem, which is not allowed. Understand?
Yeah.
It's not easy, huh? The to be so fair, but you need to be aware. Of course,
this is foundation.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if a person makes it conditional, are they allowed to erase that? They need to.
No. No. Zain. V'yesh harbe shemot b'Torah asher lefi ha'avana p'shuta yesh l'istapek. So now we are speaking about those names that we don't know. We have a doubt on specific names, if they are going on Kadosh or Chol, if they are going on Hashem or something else. V'tzachim la'asot k'asher echiru rabotenu. So we need to follow the majority of the opinions. V'yesh asher gam rabotenu l'echiru bahem. But we have some names that the rabbis didn't decide if it's Kadosh or not Kadosh. We don't know. V'nisharu besafek, and it's doubtful. We don't know exactly if it's kadosh or not. So what to do? Etzechim lekadosh otan bitnai. So we need to put a condition. Dehainu, meaning sheyomar, that he should say hine areni kotev leshem kedushat Hashem im hu kadosh. I'm writing for the holiness of God if it's holy. If you say, if it's holy, im hu kadosh, then you are able to write it and it's not making it pasul or mum on the mizbeach.
So I don't understand. Can we be lying again for me?
Yes.
So
you have some names that we don't know exactly where.
Some Hashem's name, basically.
Some Hashem's name, we don't know if it goes on Hashem or not.
Right. Holy or not.
If it's holy or not. And the rabbis didn't decide if it's holy or not. So you need to say the sentence with a condition. You say, Hareni Kotev, Hashem Kedushat Hashem. This is the sentence. Mm-hmm. But you add after it, Im Hu Kadosh. Im Hu Kadosh. If it is Kadosh. In the Torah, there is no such a name that we don't know if it's holy or not. It's more in the prophets. But
if it's holy.
If it's holy, yeah, im hu kodesh.
But if it applies only in the Tanakh, like not in the Torah, then when would you write it?
You get it?
You said this doesn't.
Because some people are writing also Haftarot, they are writing Nach also, like in the Sefer Torah. Some people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chet. אם כותב את השם והוא יודע שזהו שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא אלא ששכח לקדשו בתחילה ונזכח קודם שישלימו נראה לי דייה יכול לקדשו קודם שקודם שפיר דמי. He says like this. He started to write יוד כ וו כ, right? He started to write יוד כ. Or אלוקים. אלף למד. He knew that he is in the middle of writing Hashem's name. He had it in mind, okay? Mm-hmm. But in middle of the name, he remembers that he didn't write Hashem's name. He didn't say the sentence of Hashem's name. May he say the sentence in the middle of writing Hashem's name or not?
Sometimes that could happen too.
Huh?
Sometimes that could happen too.
Yes. So.
No.
You say no, he says yes. He says, yes, you can. You said, Yud. And he said, oh wow, I didn't say. Stop. Say,
I didn't know. He wrote the Yud itself?
He wrote a part of it. A part of Hashem's name before he's ending the name. He remembered that he didn't write Hashem's name.
Sometimes you have that little push from above.
He got awakened that he didn't say the sentence, so he could say it before the end of the name and Shapir Dameh, and it's fine. אבל אם התחיל לכתוב בסתם שלא ידע כלל שזהו שם קודש תו לא מציל לקדשו. He says, but this is when only he knew that he's writing Hashem's name. Right. He knew it, just he remembered that he doesn't say the sentence. But if he didn't know, he thought that he's writing Hashem, you know, right? And then suddenly he's paying attention that he doesn't say Hashem the sentence, or he didn't think about it. So it's pasul, you cannot continue.
For example, if he just wrote Yud, and he didn't have intention.
Yeah.
And that the letter
you
is not
raise old, the Yud. So and then, yes. If he wrote Yud K, it's already Hashem's name. So you cannot erase the Yud K. Mm-hmm.
How about Aleph Lamed?
Aleph Lamed also, Kel. Kel is Hashem's name. Okay. Yes, Lachachet clear? So we have two situations. One, that he knew that he's writing Hashem's name, just he didn't say the sentence and he wants to say it before the end of the word, it's fine. And one, that he didn't know that it's Hashem's name, meaning because he was dreaming about something, right? And then suddenly he's waking up in the middle of the name, he cannot make it kosher anymore because he didn't think about it. And in the very beginning of the Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah, he didn't say the sentence, Zechol HaShkaot Sheba. Okay, halacha tet. Halacha tet. Keshu kotev veroe shu karov el Hashem vehadyo kale min hakulmus. Now, after we understood how to make Hashem's name holy with the sentence, we are going to start to explain how to write it when your ink is about to end because you dip the ink in the well, in the, how do you call it? Well ink. Yeah. Yeah?
Ink.
Ink well.
Yeah.
Right? You dip it. Yeah. So when you get to Hashem's name, your ink is about to end. So what do you do? He says, if you're writing and you get to Hashem's name, close to Hashem's name, and you see that your ink is about to end, באופן שצריך לדבור לכל מוזו לכתוב את השם, in a way that you need to dip it again before Hashem's name, al yichtov et Hashem, don't write everything until the name of Hashem, אלא יניח לכל הפחות עוד אחת קודם Hashem, ויתבול את הקולמוס. Stop one letter before Hashem's name, one letter before Hashem's name, dip your kulmus, ויכתוב זה העוד, and then you write this,
so you don't smudge,
then
you might get smudged.
Then you write the letter, and then you say, "Areni kotev Hashem kotev Hashem," and you continue. V'achar kach yichtov et Hashem, aval lo yichtov et Hashem miyad achar shetaval et hakulmus. Don't dip the kulmus, and then straight you write Hashem's name. Mishum dechashinan shemayeh ale haribuyu, because maybe you dip it too deep, and you have too much ink, and then your name will be completely erased because of the ink. Or maybe there is a little dirt into the wink, and then when you start to write, it's making a mess. Velo yetzeh haktav miyusha, and then the writing will not be nice. Vegam, and also mipnei shetzarech likadesh et hadyo, and also because you need to make the holier the ink that will be used for Hashem's name. She'al hakulmus kodem shechtov et Hashem, and then if you dip, right, you say areni kotev shechtov et Hashem, and then you write. You cannot. Because from dipping to Hashem's name, there is two levels. There is the writing, the regular writing, then Hashem's name. So you need to write something to have first level and then another letter.
That's the key. The key is you have to put it, you gotta go in.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's repeat it. He says like this. He says, when you write Hashem's name, you are writing, and then you see that the ink on the kulmos is ending. So don't write everything until Hashem's name, and then you dip to continue.
Dip a letter before.
A letter before, you dip, then you write it, then you continue. Why? Because first reason, if you go all the way to Hashem's name and then you start Hashem's name after dipping, what will happen? It will be that your ink might make Hashem's name erased because there is too much ink or something like that. Second, because when you dip and then you want to say Hashem's name, what do you say? You dip and you say Areni Kotev Hashem Kedushat Hashem, and then you write Hashem's name. But in order to write Hashem's name, you need two levels. You need first the level of writing the Torah, which is Areni Kotev Hashem Kedushat Sefer Torah. And then on top of it, you have Areni Kotev Hashem Kedushat Hashem. So you need to write the Torah first, and then you could add on the letter, on the Torah writing Hashem's name. And here the ink is completely not on the level of the Torah. You just took it from the well ink. You took it from the well ink.
Oh, it's not from the Torah.
So you didn't try something in the Torah to have it holy and to add on top of it the holiness of Hashem's name. You understand what I mean?
Question. So every time you dip, you have to say Harini.
No. You dip. You say the sentence before the writing of Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah, or before each name, not in the middle, not one every time.
So you dip it. You use it to finish up the last letter.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up. You make a statement, and then you start writing.
One letter before Hashem's name, you start to write.
No, but you don't make the sentence. You don't put the sentence the letter before the name.
You write the letter,
then you say the sentence, and then you continue. You don't need to eat too deep inside.
Yeah, you
you need to keep the ink holy from the Sefer Torah to continue to write Hashem's name.
It can be an individual.
Because if you dip, right? If you dip and then you straight Hashem's name, you miss the letter of the Sefer Torah. Now, if in middle of Hashem, you wrote Yud Ke or Elohim, and it finished.
Yeah.
So, what do?
You still write
you,
it?
You tip your this, and then you continue straight to write Hashem's name.
Because you really
we have a machloket, basically. The rabbi that I'm asking to is saying that...
No, retracing straight.
Exactly. Yes. The rabbi that I'm asking, once again, is saying that you need to continue straight. Some other opinion says that you need to fix, repair a small tag or something.
Trace something
from the Sefer Torah itself, and then you continue to write Hashem's name.
So let me ask you a question. So let's say you start the Yud K or Vav K, right? You're about to do the last K, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Yud K, and then you're about to do Vav K, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the first K, it stops, but you still have some over. Can you like write it and then retrace all over it? Because sometimes you get lines, you know, sometimes...
You have the line,
but you have the full deal. Can you do that?
What do you want to do?
Like, say you write the whole name, right?
Yeah.
So it's with a lot of deal, the first two letters,
yes.
A lot of deal.
Yes.
The next two has a little bit, then it's a little... But
yes.
You still see the figure. And then you go and you dip and you can put it on top?
Yes.
That's fine.
There is no problem.
Yeah, because you have the two lines and you have the shape.
No, even if you don't have the two lines.
Right.
In middle of Elohim, you don't have any more ink.
Right.
You dip and you continue.
Okay, fine. Okay.
The only issue when we said don't dip and start Hashem's name is when you start it.
Yeah.
You start it, you need to have two holiness, which is the holiness of the Torah, then the holiness of the name. Okay, let's finish it and then we're good. ואם לא יניח אפילו עוד אחת לפני השם ותבל את הקולמוס יחפש. He says, so the best situation is that you stop to write one letter before Hashem's name, then you dip, you write that letter, then you say, Areni Kodesh, Hashem Kodesh Hashem, and then you continue. If you didn't do it, you wrote all the way to Hashem's name, and then you need to dip. You dip it, you don't start Hashem's name, you trace a tag or a tip or the Aleph, you make it stronger a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, Areni Kodesh Hashem Hashem, and then you write Hashem's name. You need to try it, because maybe when you will write Hashem's name, it will be a mess there. We don't want that. So you try it on the letter of the Sefer Torah or Tefillin Mezuzah, and then...
I always when I dip, because I'm off, when you do the Yud, it's very scary.
Because it makes
clear. So I always retrace all the letters beforehand.
Yes.
And then I put the U.
Yes. Okay.
You're
good. No, not Hashem's name, just some regular. Yeah. יכתוב את השם, אבל יכתוב מקודם אות אחרת שחול על איזה... But don't write, let's say you have Hashem's name that you need to write, you don't have any letter before. You dip, you write in another paper that is not Kadosh, Aleph or Bet, to try it, and then you say Hashem, you write Hashem's name is not good. Because you miss the first level of holiness. You need the holiness of Sefer Torah and then on top of it, Hashem's name. So you cannot try it somewhere else. באיזה מקום אחר אסור, דכיוון שג'ו זה מוכנת לשם, אין לכתוב בו בתחילה דבר שחול, because it's not holy at all, and Hashem's name is holy twice. So therefore, it's not good to do that. Do you understand?
Yeah, wow, amazing. חזק ברוך.
That's it. חזק וברוך. See you next week, בעזרת השם.
I just